校的聚会要继续昨天晚上所查考的题目，就是为子而活的盼望。
And today is a Holy Sabbath day. We all gather here to worship the Lord, and we are going to use the same topic as last night, hope to live for the Lord.
有的人是为自己而活，如果遭遇到挫折的话，他就不想活。
And someone is live for themselves, and once they encounter the difficulties, they may drop the life.
如果一直呢为自己而活，也许会活得很痛苦。
If a person only live for oneself, may be bitter.
有的人是为了他心爱的人而活。
Someone live for someone, whom he likes.
但是当那个人不在的时候，他也不想活。
But since the one disappear, may cause, the one drop the life again.
有的人为了他所服务的单位而活。
Someone live for the place he served.
或者是一个船长为了这一艘船而活。
Maybe a captain lived for the boat.
当这一艘船沉下去的时候，他也跟着他沉下去不逃生的。
If the boat sink, the life of the captain will follow the boat.
也有呢，为国家而活。
Someone lived for the country.
当国家灭亡以后，他就不想活。
If the country destroyed, and the life will be, perished.
但是我们基督徒的人生观呢，就跟一般的人不太一样。
But as a Christian, we should have different concept of life.
自从我们接受主耶稣的救恩以后
，since we receive the grace of the Lord,
我们更了解生命的意义。
We should know more than others regarding the meaning of the life.
我们更了解为谁而活。
We should know more aboutWhom we should live for.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章十五节。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15.
哥林多后书第五章十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15.
新约二百五十二面。
Chapter 5 verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。乃为替他们死而复活的主活。使徒保罗在这边提到耶稣基督为众人而死。
Here Apostle Paul mentioned, since Jesus died for all,
因为众人都犯了罪。
Because everyone commit the sin in this world.
罪的结果呢是死。
The end of the sin is death.
因为众人都死在罪恶里面。
Because everyone died in sin.
但是因为耶稣基督的出现
But because the Lord Jesus
借着他的牺牲
And through his sacrifice
众人的罪呢他担当了
And he take care the sin for all
所以他被钉十字架为众人而死
Therefore he died on the cross for everyone
使我们这些相信他的人所有的罪都被他担当了
For those who believe himThe sin will be taken away.
所以我们今天在他的恩典里面呢，成为义人。
Under his grace, we can be justified.
从此我们就感受到我们生命的价值。
And since then, we can understand what's our value of the life.
是因为基督的缘故，我们呢能够活到今天了。
Because the Christ, therefore, will allow us to live till now.
所以保罗在这边说，我们不再为自己而活。
Therefore, Paul here special emphasizes we should not live for ourselves again.
过去为了自己而活，带来很多的痛苦。
And before we live for ourselves, that bring bitter.
有很多事情看不开。
And we cannot see through everything.
有一些事情担当不了。
And some of the matter we cannot even take it.
但是信耶稣以后
Since we believe in Christ
我们的人生观改变
We change our concept of life
我们懂得有一些困难的事情对神有所交托
We understand how to entrust the difficulties in the hand of God
我们更了解为主耶稣而活的意义
We understand more about how to live for the Christ
所以自从我们认识耶稣的这些道理以后
Since we understand the truth of Christ
我们就更会感受到为主而活的价值
We should experience more about the value of living for the Christ
并且呢因为为主而活而充满了活泼的盼望
And even furthermore we can live for the Christ with the hope
保罗在这边提到耶稣基督从死里复活
HerePaul mentioned Jesus Christ resurrect from the death.
但是他是在天上活着。
But he lived in heaven.
他不在人间。
He did not live in the earth, on the earth.
但是基督徒呢，为他而活，却活在这个世界上。
But the fellow Christian, we live for him, but we live on the earth.
人为了这个血肉肉体而活在这个世界上。
Because due to the flesh, we have to live on the earth.
因为带着血肉肉体，对天上属灵的事情不太了解。
Because we are in the flesh, therefore we do not understand the spiritual realm in heaven.
但是基督徒却不一样。
But as a Christian, we should be different from others.
借着耶稣基督的福音真理的造就。
And through the edification from the gospel.
让我们明白一些属灵的事情。
That will allow us to understand the spiritual matter.
所以基督虽然活在天上，
although Christ is living in heaven,
他却要借着我们这些为他而活的人来介绍他。
But through us who we are living on earth, introduce him.
让更多的人来认识他。
And through us will allow more people to know him.
所以保罗才在这边强调，我们如今是为基督而活的。
Therefore, Paul here emphasized we should live for Christ today,
并且为他而活可以带来活泼的盼望。
Furthermore, live for him that would bring the hope,
减少痛苦
and less bitter,
也会觉得呢活得有意义
and we should experience more value in today's life.
所以保罗呢在同这一章里面第五章第一节到第五节呢，他有阐明一些道理。
At the same chapter, chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5, he explained some truth.
请再看一次，哥林多后书第五章第一节到第五节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
我们原知道我们做地上的帐篷，若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造的。在天上永存的房屋第二节
2.
我们在这帐篷里叹息声响得那从天上来的房屋好像穿上衣服第三节
3.
倘若穿上了被遇见的时候就不至于畜生了第四节
4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦并非愿意脱下这个乃是愿意穿上那个好叫做必死的被生命吞灭了第五节
5.
为此陪植我们的就是神他又是给我们圣灵做凭据这一段圣经所记载的我们会觉得比较深刻一点
And these few verses that really impress us
这里提到地上的帐篷会拆毁
First of all here mentioned about the tent on this earth will be torn away
就要承受在天上永存的房屋
And then we are going to have the house in heaven
有关这一节，我们昨天晚上有提结束过。
And this verse we had explained last night.
帐篷是指的我们血肉肉体。
The tent, just like we in the flesh,
也是指着我们肉体上的生活。
And just like our normal daily life,
我们的肉体生存是暂时的。
Today we are in the flesh is temporary,
是有一定的时间。
There is a limited on time.
所以保罗才这边提到有一天会拆毁的
Therefore Paul say one day this tent will be destroyed
比如说人老了必定会死
For example when a man getting old will die
就从这个肉体解脱了
And the person will be released from the flesh
好像帐篷把它拆毁
Just like the tent has been destroyed
那这个帐篷的生活也指着我们在世界上的生活
Life of the tent just similar to the life on this earth
是暂时性的
Which is temporary
跟居住房屋不一样
It's way different to live in the building
比如说你到郊外搭帐篷只不过几天在那边游玩
For example you go outside for the campyard for the camping just for a few days
几天以后呢你就把这个帐篷拆下来
After that you have toTake and fold the tent.
人在世界上就是这种情形。
And just it's very similar, like man living in the earth.
但是基督徒要得到永存的房屋。
But today, as a Christian, we are going to inherit the eternal building.
是神预备要给我们的。
Which is prepared by God to give us.
这边所提到的房屋。
And the building being mentioned here,
也可以指着基督从死里复活的身体，属灵的身体。
In other words, it's the body that Christ resurrected from the death.
那是永存的，不会朽坏。
Which is eternal and everlasting.
是，啊，有荣耀的。
Full of the glory.
因此呢，这个房屋是有永久性的。
Therefore, this house can be considered an eternal dwelling.
那么也就是说，信耶稣的人有一天，这个帐篷、这个肉体朽坏了以后
，In other words, as a Christian who believe in Christ, one day our tent, which is the flesh, destroy.
要在基督里面复活啊，承受属灵的身体。
One day will be resurrected in Christ, inherit the eternal house.
那是永久性的
，which is eternal, everlasting.
并且呢，要生活在属灵里面的，就是天上的房屋。
And furthermore, we are going to live in spirit, which is the house in heaven.
所以从圣经的观点，让我们知道人在世界上是为客旅的。
From the point of the Bible, we understand we are a traveler on this earth.
我们更完美的家乡是在天上的。
More beautiful house located in heaven.
那是永久性的，是有荣耀的。
Which is full of glory and everlasting.
那么接下来第二节呢，保罗又提到这，我们在这个帐篷里面叹息。
And meanwhile, Paul mentioned we groan in this tent.
就一直声响要从天上那边啊，得从天上那边来的房屋。
And longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
好像呢穿上衣服一样。
And this dwelling just like being put on the cloth.
所以人带着这个肉体好像在帐篷里面必定有的叹息。
And a man living in this tent means carry the flesh, we have to mourn every day.
那这里除了提到帐篷以外，又提到房屋，又提到衣服。
And here mention three items, the dwelling, the clothes, and the tent.
房屋是永久性的。
And the house is eternal.
啊，这是指属灵的，在天上的。
Which is spiritually in heaven.
没有受时间空间的限制。
Is not be limited by time and space.
那么穿上衣服呢，啊，让一个人比较有体面。
Put on the clothes means you get better appearance.
能够增加一个人的荣耀。
And to give the glory of the man.
也就是说我们将来所要承受的属灵的，好像房屋永久性的。
In other words, in future we are going to inherit this, which is the house.
是不会朽坏的，充满了神的荣光，是荣耀的。
Which is everlasting, full of the glory of the Lord.
好像穿上华美的衣服一样。
Just like we put on a wonderful garment.
那么有关叹息呢，也就是说我们每一个人带着血肉肢体的人必定有的。
And regarding mourning, which is normal for everyone who are in the flesh.
有我们肉体软弱的烦恼。
Because we have the weakness of the flesh,
种种事情的负担的烦恼
and all the burden on the shoulder of the flesh,
受了种种力不从心的限制
or feel strengthless in the flesh,
这就是我们带着血肉肢体呢缺陷的地方
and this is all weaknesses of the flesh.
所以古代有一个书人叫摩西这么说
Therefore, in the Old Testament, Moses says,
所人生七八十年里面。
And in the year of a human 70 or 80 years,
大多数都在愁烦劳苦当中生活。
And most of the time is living in the morning time.
请看诗篇第十啊九十篇第十节。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
726页。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，活到八十岁，但其中所勤夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。摩西一生活到120岁。
Moses have had the life for 120 years.
圣经提到他到120岁的时候呢？他眼睛没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
And Bible even mentioned in the age of his 120, He's still strong and good spirit.
这是很难得的，神给他特别的恩典。
Which is a very rare blessing from the Lord.
人在的血肉之体到120岁有这种情形是非常难得的。
A man in flesh should be deteriorate in the age of 120.
但是他谈到人生呢，一般呢70岁80岁左右啊。
But here he mentioned the length of our day is 70 or 80s.
但是这当中呢，能够夸口的只有劳苦跟愁烦。
But nothing but trouble and sorrow.
为什么呢？
What is the reason?
这个就要追究到我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后所造成的。
And we have to trace back all the way back to the ancestor, which is Adam and Eve. What have they done?
神起初造人，把人安置在伊甸乐园里面生活。
At the beginning, God created man and put man in the Garden of Eden.
他们在那边呢，没有忧愁烦恼，在那边呢只有快乐。
And there's no sorrow, no trouble, but happiness.
但是这种人间的乐园呢，自从始祖犯罪以后就消失了。
But the paradise on the earth disappeared since the ancestor committed the sin.
人间已经找不到乐园。
There's no paradise on this earth.
人因为犯罪，生活在罪恶里面呢，就充满了劳苦跟愁烦。
And due to the sin, therefore man have to live in the trouble and sorrow.
这是永远没有办法避免的。
And which is nothing can be avoided.
虽然主耶稣来到世界的人啊，向世人呼召说。
Although Jesus came to this world and proclaimed to this world,
凡是劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
For those who carrying the heavy burden can come to me.
我要让你们得到安息。
You will receive the rest.
信耶稣的人能够在主耶稣里面心里得到安息。
For those who believe in Christ can receive the rest in the heart in Christ.
但是人的肉体还是没有办法摆脱一些呢，人共有的叹息。
However, man is in the flesh, cannot avoid those common sorrow.
人叹息的内容太多了。
Because man's trouble contains a lot.
为了这个肉体的衣食住行的事情。
Not only for the daily needs.
为了这些需要。
And for all these needs,
你就有叹息。
You have to be troubled.
因为为了生活你要到处奔波啊。
For the life, you have to run in a race.
你心灵上有很多的负担。
And you have tons of burdens in your heart.
所以劳心跟劳身呢是避免不了的。
Not only burden your flesh, but burden your spirit.
既然我们带着肉体呢就必须有这些叹息。
Since we are in the flesh, therefore we have to face all this trouble and sorrow.
所以有的人为了谋生到处奔波喘不过气来。
Someone running for the life because the food.
不止这样，人与人之间的事情。
And not only this, between man and man.
有时候彼此误会。
And the relationship may be misunderstand.
就带来心理的负担跟痛苦。
And misunderstood will bring you trouble in your heart.
有时候呢，人与人之间为了竞争一件事情
or because the competition
为了利害关系的冲突
and because the competition of the self-interest
这些都会带来人的痛苦
all these will bring you nothing but trouble
带来人很多的叹息
and bring you nothing but sorrow
甚至有时候呢，因为时间空间的足够
But sometimes because the limited of time and space.
想要看的看不到。
And something you want to see, but you cannot.
想要见的又没有办法见到它。
Someone you want to meet, but you cannot.
这会带来人的叹息。
And all these will bring you nothing but mourning.
尤其心爱的人忽然间消失了。
Especially for someone you love disappear.
就会带来他不断的叹息。
And that will bring you the missing.
这就是人带着这个血肉之体，也就是说在帐篷里面必须有的现象。
And all these issues will happen when we are in the flesh, which is in the tent.
虽然基督呼召人来就近他，就可以得到安息。
Although Christ proclaimed for those believers come to him will receive the rest.
这是心灵的改造。
And this is the change of the spirit.
所以今天我们信耶稣的人 同样有肉体的叹息。
And today we all believe in Christ, but we are all facing the trouble and sorrow of the life.
但是在我们的内心却能够得到安息。
But in our heart, actually, we receive the rest indeed.
这就是因为主耶稣丰富的恩典啊。
That because the blessing of God
不断地来滋润我们的内心。
Continuously neutral our heart.
让我们在遭遇挫折的时候能够得到安慰跟鼓励。
When we are facing the trouble and we receive the comfort and encouragement from him,
让我们知道说为基督而活就不会呢灰心丧志。
And let us to understand, since we live for him, we won't be disappointed.
虽然有叹息，
although there is a mourn,
却不会让他绝望的。
But we will not give up hope,
因为为主而活的人有活泼的盼望。
Because for those who live for Christ, will have hope.
基督带着肉体在世间的时候，
when Jesus was on the earth,
他跟我们一样，
and he just like us.
他有很多工作的内容，
he has tons of work to do.
让他劳心劳身啊，
that will trouble him, flesh and spiritually.
请参看马太福音十一章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第一节
Matthew chapter 11 verse 1
耶稣吩咐完了十二个门徒就离开那里往过程去传道教训人主耶稣工作的内容
Here is the content of Jesus' work
就是传福音教训人
Preaching and teaching
当然呢主耶稣呢也免不了劳心跟劳身的
Of course we can see Jesus has to be bothered by the flesh.
他要往过程去呢，步行到各地方是非常劳苦的。
And in order to preach in all towns and cities, he has to walk.
他要传道教训人，必须用心思的。
And he, in order to preach to the congregation, he has to use his mind to prepare the preach.
这也是他带着肉体必须有的内容。
And this is the content of his work in the flesh.
但是他另一方面会感觉到呢，他的内心很充足。
But on the other hand, he experienced the fulfillment of his heart.
因为传福音救人，这是很伟大的善事。
Preaching the gospel, saving the soul, is a wonderful work.
他会感受到为神而活的价值。
He would experience that the value of living for the Lord.
那么主耶稣在世传福音的那一段时间
When Jesus preaching the gospel on the earth
同样的也有挫折感
And he encountered disappointment
我们请看同这一章的十六节
Let's turn to same chapter verse 16
我可用什么比作世代呢好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说我们向你们吹笛你们不跳舞我们向你们举哀你们不捶胸主耶稣在犹太的社会传道理的时候
When Jesus preaching the gospel to the Jewish people
他讲的道理非常好
And he speak a good sermon
对人很有益处的
And that would, the sermon would edify all the people
但是也有一部分的人呢毫无感动
But part of the crowd has no feeling at all
主耶稣怎么讲他们内心都不会受感动，没有回应。
No matter how Jesus preached to them, they has no response.
好像吹笛的人很认真在吹笛，但是另一边的不配合来跳舞。
And just like the person played the flute fervently, but the audience just keep quiet.
虽然呢，弹琴的人弹得很好。
Although the pianist can play a good piano,
但是跳舞的人却不懂得欣赏，不会去配合。
But the dancer would not cooperate with the music.
那像这一种呢？当然呢，弹琴的人呢，心理负担就很大。
And that will cause the disappointment for the player.
比如说，有很多的听众听这个人在弹琴。
For example, many audience listen to the player play the piano.
但是呢，多数的人听不懂。
But most people can understand the player try to say.
但是弹琴的人呢，心里就觉得很难过的。
And that will cause the trouble and sadness of the player.
所以当主耶稣呢，为了救人，为帮助人所讲的道理。
When Jesus tried to help and save the soul,
竟然也有些人呢，毫无感动，心里麻木啊。
Even he tried his best, tried to bring them over, but they are still, very.Nothing. They have no response.
难免让主耶稣呢叹息的。
That really bring Jesus disappointment.
我们再看十八节。
Let's see verse 18.
约翰来了，也不出也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节。
19.
人主来了，也出也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但聚会诸族总以聚会为事。苏西约翰为人态度比较严肃。
We can see John the Baptist, he is a serious person.
他不随便呢跟人一起吃喝。
He would just simply go eat and drink with others.
这么好的人，也有人批评他是被鬼附着的。
Even such a good person, people criticize he has a demon.
人主耶稣来了，比较随和。
When the Son of Man, Jesus Christ came,
人家邀请他一直出喝，就跟他们在一起。
He is generous and easy to go with others for eating and drinking.
但是有部分的人又批评他贪食好酒。
And people would criticize him, he is a glutton and drunkard.
在这种情形之下,
at this point,
有的呢毫无反应,
people has no response.
有的反应过度呢乱批评,
or overreact, put up the criticism.
所以处在这种环境之下呢, 难免让人叹息。
And this circumstance will bring the disappointment of a person.
那么今天呢，在世界上有些国家的社会里面也有这种情形的。
And today we can see some of the country has such a situation.
这就是我们在帐篷里面的缺陷。
And this is the shortfall when we live in the tent.
所以保罗才说我们在帐篷里就有叹息啊。
Therefore Paul emphasized we are going to mourn because we live in the tent.
好像主耶稣带着肉体在帐篷里面呢，也是一样，有很多的叹息。
And even when Jesus carried the tent, when he is in the flesh, he has trouble and sorrow.
从二十节以下又记载主耶稣在诸城当中行了很多的神迹奇事。
And followed by verse 20 onwards, Jesus performed many miracles and wonders.
结果那些人看到神迹奇事，得到神迹奇事，却不悔改。
And those people receive miracles and wonders, but do not repent.
这也是让人很伤心的事情。
And this is the sadness, this is caused the sadness to people.
那今天我们为主而活的人
，Today we are all living for Christ.
为了主耶稣的福音呢，我们呢很认真的去做。
For His gospel, the purpose of His gospel, we preach.Fervently.
有时候所得到的回应呢，跟当时主耶稣在犹太的社会一样。
Sometimes the response we receive just like when Jesus preaching to the Jewish society.
但是呢，我们却不因为这样而灰心丧志。
But we should not be disappointed because of the response of others.
因为我们是为主而活的。
Because we are all live for Christ.
当然呢，有活泼的盼望。
Of course, we will have hope.
在等待我们。
And the hope is waiting for us.
就是有永久的房屋啊。
In other words, the eternal house is waiting for us.
要让我们好像穿上衣服一样。
Will allow us to put on a beautiful garment.
当我们穿上这个衣服的时候
，When we put on the clothes,
你会充满这个荣耀的感觉。
And you should experience the fulfillment of the glory.
当你住上这个。房屋的时候
，When you enter the internal house，
你就会感觉到是永久性的。
You will feel that is the everlasting house。
这也就是我们今天为主而活的人的活泼的盼望。
And this is the very active hope that we are going to receive。
这是保罗在哥林多后书第五章里面呢特别强调的。
And this is the point that Paul tried to specially emphasize on the Second Corinthians chapter 5。
虽然我们在帐篷里面呢有叹息
，although we are groaning in the tent，
但是深深想到将来要从得到从天上来的房屋啊。
But since we think about the eternal house is coming to us from heaven,
好像穿上衣服的那种荣耀的感觉。
Which is we feel the glory put on a wonderful garment.
所以使徒彼得说，这就是我们活泼的盼望。
That really,this point being brought up by Apostle Peter, that this is the great hope to us.
人如果没有穿上衣服，会觉得很羞愧。
Without the clothing, a man would feel shame.
好像始祖犯罪以后
，just like the ancestor commit the sin.
本来他们在伊甸乐园里面不必穿衣服啊。
At the very beginning, they don't have to wear any cloth in the Garden of Eden.
因为没有罪啊。
There's no sin.
但犯罪以后
，but after they commit the sin.
当神在呼叫他们的时候
when Jesus calling is when the Lord is calling them,
亚当夏娃竟然躲起来
and Adam and Eve try to hide themselves.
神说你们在哪里呢
and the Lord asks, where are you?
他们说我们没有穿衣服啊，觉得很害羞啊
and they are answering the Lord, we are naked, we have no clothes.
神说谁告诉你们的
and who told you that the Lord say?
这就是人犯罪以后就感觉就不一样的
And this is the response that when man commit the sin.
后来始祖亚当夏娃用树叶
But the Lord loved them.
为他们呢来做皮衣啊
And put on and prepare the animal skin for the cloth.
让他们比较永久性的来遮羞啊
That will give them a morepermanent dressing in order to cover their shame.
同样的，我们今天在基督里面。
Today we are all in Christ.
因为耶稣基督替我们而死。
Because Jesus Christ died for us.
让我们犯罪的这种羞耻呢，借着他的宝血把我们洗干净。
And through his precious blood, wash away our shameful sin.
我们在基督里面已经穿上了义衣啊
In the Christ, we are all put on the righteous cloth.
所以在心灵的感觉上呢，我们就比较轻松，比较荣耀。
Therefore, in our heart, we can feel the glory and feel be released.
所以圣经提到，我们信主为主而活的人呢，要有义的表现。
Therefore, today, Bible tells us, since we are going to live for the Christ, we should have a righteous deed.
请看启示录十六章十五节。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十六章十五节。
Revelation chapter 16 verse 15.
圣经最后一卷的启示录十六章十五节。
Revelation chapter 16 verse 15.
看哪、啊，我来像劫一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得出身而行，叫人见他羞耻的人有福气了。这里提到说能够紧紧看守衣服的人有福气了。
And here blessed is he who stay awake and keep the cloth.
因为呢他有穿上衣服就没有羞耻了。
Because the cloth will cover the sin and shame.
那所说的衣服呢就是指着我们义的表现。
And the cloth is the righteous deeds that we perform.
有义的表现的人有福气了。
For those who can perform the righteous deeds, those who will be blessed.
我们再看十九章第八节。
Let's turn to same book, chapter 19, verse 8.
启示录十九章第八节。
Chapter 19, verse 8.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。属灵方面来说呢，我们有义行的表现。
In the spiritual speaking, if we have this righteous deed,
在神看起来就是穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
In the eyes of God, just like we are wearing a fine linen, bright and clean.
所以我们今天在基督里面，虽然还带着这个帐篷这个肉体。
Although today we are in the Christ, but we are still in the flesh.
实际上我们有义的表现
But since we have the righteous deeds
为主而活的人，
for those who live for the Christ，
感觉上就不一样。
You should have a different feeling，
会在基督里面得到安慰跟鼓励。
You shall receive the encouragement and the comfort from the Lord in Christ。
接下来呢，保罗他又说啊
，and follow that the Paul said，
我们再看回哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5。
哥林多后书第五章，我们请看第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5。
啊，第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4。
倘若穿上第一件的时候，就不注意出身了。第四节。
4。
我们在这帐篷叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫做必死的被生命吞灭了。第三节提到说，我们有穿上衣服的人就不注意出身羞愧了。
And verse 3, because when we are clothed we will not be found naked，
也就是说我们今天呢为主而活的人有义的表现。
Since, in other words, we live for Christ today, we perform the good deeds.
好像穿上属灵的衣服，充满了荣耀。
Just like we put on a fine linen and full of the glory.
充满了安慰跟感谢。
And through the full of the thankful heart and the grace.
所以基督徒的人生观充满了喜乐的人生观。
Therefore, as a Christian, we should have a happy life.
因为你是为主而活的。
Because we are all live for Christ.
那么第四节提到说，我们在这帐篷里面的叹息劳苦啊。
And first of all, we are mourning in tent.
虽然有叹息有劳苦。
Although there's a burden and mourning.
但是我们并不是愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。
But we do not wish to be unclothed, but put on the another one.
基督徒不会因为有一些叹息劳苦就动不动要自杀。
And we won't be commit suicide or simply have such a concept because we encounter the trouble.
因为他是为主而活，活都有意义的。
Because as a Christian we live for Christ, which is a meaningful life.
所以并不是愿意要脱下这个帐篷。
In other words, we do not wish to uncloth this tent.
但是另一方面又很愿意呢穿上那个。
But on the other hand, we want to cloth with another one.
就是在基督里面呢啊，生命的改造。
And which is the change of the life in Christ.
我们虽然在这个地面上有很多的这些叹息。
Although we feel sorrow and trouble on earth.
但是我们却不悲观啊。
But we do not feel sad in our life.
因为我们在基督里面呢，我们的生命已经呢啊得到改造。
Because in Christ our life has been changed by the Lord.
为主而活，因为基督的生命在我们里面。
To live for Christ, just because the life of Christ is in us.
因此，我们的人生观是充满了快乐的人生观。
Therefore, our life should be full of the happiness.
请看哥林多后书第六章第四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4。
第六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4。
环岛在各样事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦啊，以后简略。保罗在这边说啊。
Here Paul's mentioned.
因为他为主而活，感觉为主耶稣所带的这种族训很光荣。
Because he lived for Christ, therefore he take Christ as a glory.
虽然在很多事上呢，必须要忍耐，好像遭遇到患难、困苦。
Although in many ways he has to suffer for endurance, trouble, hardship, distress.
但是他能够表明是神的用人。
But he can express himself clearly, he is the servant of the Lord.
是为基督而活的。
He is the person live for the Christ.
所以在第十节记载说。
Therefore, on the verse 10, here he say.
似乎忧愁，却常常快乐。
But since seems sorrowful, yet always rejoice.
似乎很贫穷，样样都很缺乏。
It seems poor, yet may be rich.
实际上，在他的内心非常丰富。
In other words, he is rich in his heart.
实际上，在很多的事情上面呢，他呢， 神给他预备得刚刚好。
Actually, in many of the case, God prepared many things for him.
所以似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
It seems has not have nothing yet possessing anything.
这就是我们今天信主的人经常会体会到的恩典了。
And this is the experience we do have in today's Christian life.
星期三晚上我们有听了朱弟兄很好的见证。
On the last Wednesday, we have heard Brother Chu's good testimony.
真的，他要移民到阿根廷之前呢，他所遭遇真的充满了神的恩典。
And what he encountered before he migrated to Argentina, that is full of the grace of the Lord.
在外面看见呢，好像呢一无所有，实际上样样都有。
From the outside, it seems he had nothing, but he has everything.
所以保罗呢在这边所阐明的
Here Paul tried to explain to us
就是我们为主而活的人的确呢充满了活泼的盼望
Which is we are living for the Christ There is a hope for us
虽然我们呢在这个帐篷里面有叹息跟劳苦
Although we may see sorrow and trouble in this tent
但是我们却不是愿意脱下这个
But we do not want to unclothe this one
是因为呢我们为主而活有意义的
Because we live for Christ that is meaningful
但是神的美意到的时候呢我们更愿意去穿上那个
When the God's will of God comes we are willing to take on the eternal one
就是属灵的身体
Which is the spiritual body
也就是永久的房屋
which is eternal house
这叫做永生的生命
and this is everlasting life
这也要成为我们活泼的盼望
and that will become a good hope to us
我们请看哥林多前书十五章
let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15
53节54节
verse 53 and 54
哥林多前书十五章53节54节
1 Corinthians chapter 15Verse 53 and 54.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必熟的总要变成不熟的。54节。
54.
这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必熟的即变成不熟的。那时经上所记，时被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。使徒保罗在这边阐明我们做。带着血肉肢体改变的时候
and here Paul tried to mention when our body and flesh changed
也就是说基督再临的时候
in other words is the coming of the Lord
如果我们还活在这个世界上
when we are still living in this earth
我们这个帐篷这个血肉肢体呢会改变的
and this flesh which is this tent will be changed
要成为不朽坏的灵体是荣耀的
and will become a glory body which is imperishable
这种生命的改变只有靠着神的大能才能够成全的
This type of change of the life have to through the mighty power of the Lord
这也是我们千千万万的基督徒的活泼的盼望
And this is all Christians hope
因此我们今天能够在主里面靠主而喜乐的
And today we can be feel rejoice in the Lord
虽然有叹息劳苦
Although some trouble and sorrow
但是在主的恩典里面靠主而得到安慰喜乐
But in the Lord, in the grace, we rejoice
这就是我们在信仰上能够体会到的
And this is the experience we do have in our Christian life
不止这样保罗又强调神是圣灵给我们做凭据
Not only so, Paul even mentioned that God sent Holy Spirit as a guarantee to us
不只要成为凭据啊
Not only as a guarantee
在基督里面圣灵有很多的功效在里面
In the Lord there are so many functions that Holy Spirit can perform
请看哥林多后书第五章的第五节
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5
第五章第五节
Chapter 5 verse 5 2 Corinthians
为此陪主我们的就是神他又是给我们圣灵做凭据保罗在这边提到我们做些相信神的人神不断在陪主我们
And today he mentioned that we believe in Christ and God always cultivates us
所以信耶稣以后他的生命呢会不断的更新、
A person who believes in Christ His life will be changed.
他的人生观呢，会渐渐改变，跟以前不一样。
And his concept of life will be renewed and changed.
因为神在培植他。
Because God cultivated him.
并且是圣灵给他做凭据。
And even more, that God gave the Holy Spirit as a deposit.
不只要给他做凭据呢，又有圣灵很多的功效要在他身体上。来表现出来
Not only a deposit to that person, but Holy Spirit will perform many functions on the person.
你能够得到圣灵同在
When you can have the abidance of the Holy Spirit,
就表示神的爱在你的身上
That will show there is a love of God on you.
请看罗马书第五章第五节
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节
Romans 5, verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。这一节圣经很好。
This is a very wonderful verse.
为主而活的人的盼望不至于羞耻。
And for those people who live in Christ, the hope does not disappoint.
神把圣灵给你，就是将神的爱浇灌在你的心里。
Because the minute when God gives you the Holy Spirit, that is His love come into your heart.
神有没有爱你
？Does God love you？
你有没有得到圣灵
？Do you receive Holy Spirit？
既然得到了，神的爱就浇灌在你的内心，让你去感受到。
Since you receive it, you should experience the love of God in your heart.
所以为主而活的人呐。
For those who live in Christ,
有圣灵为凭据
and you have the Holy Spirit as a guarantee,
真的在你的内心充满了活泼的盼望
Indeed, in your heart, you should feel the fullness of the happiness.
所谓凭据就是将来承受属灵产业的凭据
as a deposit, which is the guarantee of inheritance.
就在以弗所书第一章十三节、十四节有记载
In the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14,
圣灵要成为我们每一个信主的人很明显的凭据
Holy Spirit is going to be the deposit to those who believe him
表示神何等的爱你
And that demonstrates God indeed loves you
表示神很丰富的恩惠呢在你的身上
That demonstrates abundance of grace shown on you by the Lord
那这种凭据又是将来呢进天国一个属灵的很明显的凭据
And this deposit is going to be the guarantee of inherit the heavenly kingdom
不止这样
Not only so
当我们还带着血肉肢体的时候
When we are still carrying the flesh
血肉肢体有很多的软弱
And we may encounter the weakness of the flesh
但是圣灵却要成为我们的力量
But the Holy Spirit will become the strength to the flesh
就是心灵的力量
In other words, the strength in your heart
我们请看腓立比书第四章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4
十三节
Verse 13
腓立比书第四章十三节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做这一节圣经说靠着加给我们力量的
And here it says,Through the strength who gave to me.
靠着主耶稣，靠着圣灵的带领。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
有时候我们会深深感受到，我没有办法完成的，竟然能够完成。
Sometimes we may experience something we cannot finish but finish.
这不是我的力量。
This is not the strength from me.
是圣灵的力量。
This is the strength from Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们为主而活的人经常会有这种体会、
And、Today we live for Christ We should have such experiences
当你有一些事挫折的时候
When you encounter the disappointment
圣灵要成为你心里的力量
And Holy Spirit will become the strength in your heart
我们再看以弗所书第三章
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter
3 16节
16
以弗所书第三章16节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16
求他按照他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来保罗在这边提到
Here Paul says
借着耶稣的灵、
Through the Spirit of the Lord Jesus
要经常叫我们这些信主的人心里的力量刚强起来
That will strengthen our power in the Spirit
所以圣灵不只要给我们做凭据、
Therefore the Holy Spirit not only act as a guarantee
也要成为我们的力量
But also become the strength in our heart.
虽然我们现在还带着这个帐篷，这个血肉之体，
although we are still carrying the tent which is in the flesh,
充满了叹息劳苦，
full of the sorrow and the bitterness,
有很多的软弱，
there are tons of weaknesses,
但是圣灵跟我们同在，
but the Holy Spirit is with us,
却能够在基督里面真正得到属灵的安息，属灵的快乐。
We can enjoy the happy and the rest in Christ,
得到属灵的力量。
We can experience the spiritual power,
这都是要成为我们一些为主而活的人活泼的盼望。
All these will become a very aggressive hope in a Christian life.
所以真耶稣教会就是主耶稣同在的教会。
True Jesus Church is the abidance of the God,
让我们弟兄姐妹能够呢活生生去体会他的。
That would allow us to experience a very good living experience in our life,
让我们感受到信耶稣呢真的很充实啊。
That would allow us to experience there's a meaningful life as a Christian.
啊，愿主耶稣呢感动各位啊。
May the Lord move everybody.
啊，尤其呢啊，初初来慕道的人真有福气啊。
Especially for those who are true seeker, you are blessing by the Lord.
啊，愿主耶稣的灵呢感动你们的心。
May the Lord move upon on His Spirit.
啊，让我们都一起来分享神的恩典。
And that will allow us to share His grace.